Efforts to reduce Chinook salmon bycatch in the Gulf of Alaska are moving forward following this month's meeting of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports.
A significant spike in Chinook king salmon caught by the Pollock trawl fleet this fall had mandated consultation with federal regulators in the lower 48 and put the issue on the council's agenda. Consultation is triggered when 40,000 Chinook are caught as bycatch. Estimates of more than 50,000 kings were taken in the Gulf this year, with the Pollock fishery responsible for the lion's share of bycatch. Diana Evans is a staff analyst for the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. One of the options by the council would be to establish a hard cap of between 15,000 to 30,000 Chinook.
Once that limit was reached in the Pollock fishery in that regulatory area, it would close down the fishery.
That idea is being resisted by the pollock industry. Julie Bonney of the Alaska Groundfish Data Bank, an industry group that represents the larger boats in the pollock fleet, says a hard cap would be difficult to implement.
There's several problems with the hard cap. First off is because the observer coverage is somewhere between 20% and 30%. We don't have the baseline to pick a number in the Sandpoint King Cove area, the Western Gulf. Most of that fleet's unobserved. We're still under a race for fish. Pollock isn't allocated, and so to monitor a hard cap would be problematic because the fishery would be over before you'd even know what kind of bycatch numbers you have.
But the Fishery Council is already working on increasing observer coverage in the Gulf. Boats between 60 and 125 feet are currently required to carry observers 30% of the time. A plan already approved but contingent on federal funding would require 100% coverage for boats over 125 feet. For the Gulf of Alaska's trawl fleet, the crucial difference would be that federal fisheries officials, not the vessel owners, would decide which days the trawlers carry an observer. Vessels less than 60 feet would also be required to participate in the observer program, says Diana Evans.
Given that there's low observer coverage in the Gulf, particularly in the Western Gulf, increasing observer coverage on under 60-foot vessels, that's something that's envisioned. It's already been adopted by the council under observer restructuring, which is not yet put in place. But in the interim gap before that restructuring program comes into place, a component of this analysis would require a similar type of 30% observer coverage to be put in place on under 60-foot vessels.
She says a second alternative would be to establish mandatory cooperatives for the Gulf of Alaska trawl fleet in place of a hard cap.
This idea was not fully developed at the time that the council put this motion together, but the idea is that there would be some kind of contractual requirement that would be put in the regulation to specify what those co-ops would do. And it would be the purpose would be to control salmon bycatch. One requirement that we know would be in there would be full retention of salmon. But some other ideas might be incentives and disincentives for salmon bycatch. So perhaps the co-op might specify individual vessel bycatch rates where vessels who catch more of the bycatch either have financial penalties or, you know, other disincentives that could be developed through the co-op structure.
Whether this plan would go far enough to satisfy those concerns about Chinook salmon runs in Alaska and beyond is expected to be heavily debated when the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meets again in March and April. The Gulf of Alaska is a major feeding ground for salmon runs whose origins lie as far afield as Russia, British Columbia, and the lower 48. And across Alaska, Chinook salmon runs have been plummeting, with a series of closures across the state affecting both sport and commercial fisheries. It's also becoming a treaty issue with Canada, as Chinook runs have performed poorly on the Yukon River. In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.